For the Drug Truth Network, it's 420 Drug War News.
When the Office of National Drug Control Policy was established, one of its primary missions was to survey anti-drug efforts being undertaken by the various agencies of government so that it could create a budget and develop a strategy. From the late 80s through the 1990s, we watched the federal drug war grow from a few billion to over $20 billion annually, with most of the money going to law enforcement. Then, John Walters became drug czar in the G.W. Bush administration. Complaints about rising costs, coupled with constant failure, created a new imperative. Also, auditors and consultants had raised concerns about the report itself, as it understated law enforcement spending and overstated money being spent on prevention and treatment by including funds devoted to anti-alcohol and anti-violence programs. So, Walters had his bean counters change the way they measured the federal drug war. They ignored the actual recommendations of their consultants, as following that advice would have made the situation appear either worse or more realistic, depending on your perspective. Now, billions in law enforcement-related spending are no longer reported. It's as if a corporate accountant decided to ignore the losses from a money-losing division. Think Enron or WorldCom. The next annual reports will be issued in 1 to 2 months. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
It's time we discuss an ugly myth constantly championed by drug legalization advocates. I'm talking about the idea that the drug war is inherently racist, that every cop, every district attorney, every government official that doesn't want a crack rock section in their local supermarket is David Duke. Enough already. Now it's an irrefutable fact that while black people only make up approximately 14% of marijuana users, they account for nearly a third of all marijuana arrests. How could this be? Is the DEA the KKK? Or is it something else? Perhaps the police are more concentrated in poor urban areas where, due to poverty, not race, more crime is present. You can bet that if the police patrolled the suburbs like they do the inner city, you would see a lot more white arrests. But that doesn't happen, because the disproportionate amount of crime in the inner city requires a disproportionate amount of police, which results in the disproportionate amount of arrests. The bigot drug war myth is a clever distortion concocted by drug legalization advocates designed to trick you into helping them forward their agenda. Don't believe their lies. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
Ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss.
I know nothing. Nothing.
U.S. government policy is the bloody monster of the drug war. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.